Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. You know, it'd be really nice if words and language didn't get in the way. That's why I often make the suggestion to listen without thinking. To listen into the silence. To just relax in the stillness. And notice if there's any grasping onto the thoughts or the words. Or if there's any resistance to them. Or struggling with them to understand. What is it that brings you home to freedom? What is that? And what is it that pulls you away or pushes you away into separation? When you find out what that is, then it becomes effortless to align yourself with that force. Awakening is a force of nature. It's not a man-made invention. That's why so many instructions say something like, surrender, let go, things like that. To our ego mind, which is oriented towards accomplishing and surviving, it doesn't understand that. It sounds like give up in some negative sense, doesn't it? And even if we do understand it in some sense, still, the habit of struggling is there. The habit of survival is operating. There's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. You don't have to chuck your humanity to be free. Actually, the opposite. You have to find out how to embrace it, how to appreciate it, how to nourish it and nurture it, so it can let go of its struggle. And then that natural inspirational force will move through you. That arising of awakened consciousness. I like the word inspirational. Filling with breath, filling with prana, with chi, with energy, being completely alive, enlightened. That's what that is. 100% here. No more someone who's here. Just aliveness here. Inspiration is something that moves through you, it comes to you, like grace. So we find out how to be available to it, receptive for it. Vulnerable to it. Vulnerable to that intimacy of our primal force of being. Then we begin to find out what unconditional happiness is. And life has profound meaning each moment. Isn't that why we're here? To find that, to cultivate that, to let that in? The answer is yes. In case you were wondering, why am I here? What is he talking about? It helps if the words don't make any sense. It's much easier not to listen to them. I rarely listened to what they were saying. I just tuned into the energy and dissolved. That's the quick way. It's true that coming to this gathering can be helpful, to just be in a supportive, energetic environment can actually begin to resonate and activate an opening. And it could be a little uncomfortable or agitating in some way, and it can also be really pleasurable. And kind of delicious, depending on where you're at in this moment. We often misinterpret the arising of pain or difficulty as something negative that we want to avoid or get rid of, some emotional uprising or physical tension or something. But often, like fear arising is often a signal that the heart is opening. And the vulnerability of it, letting go, is the fear moving out. And when it releases, there's this, maybe there's even tears. There's a kind of bigger space.
That's why people figured out thousands of years ago that sitting, just sitting, can actually be a useful tool. Right? I don't want to call it meditation because then people start thinking of some specific practice. But I mean, just listening, feeling, watching, open-minded, open-hearted. Because then you begin to find out that often what you've been resisting is actually the key that will unlock the door to freedom. That's why the sort of very cool little Zen teaching was turn towards what's difficult. You know, that's what that means. But how? That's the real question. How to turn towards what's difficult. We can be so hard on ourselves that that's why I always try to include at this point the reminder to bring in forgiveness and compassion, because it's hard to feel what's painful. It's counter-instinctual. Instinct is to shut down and numb out and cope, right? So you can survive. And we have the luxury of, and the privilege, actually, and great luck just to be able to sit here. That's pretty incredible if you think about it. Yeah. We're pretty fortunate. And to be with so many beautiful people who are all really sincerely wanting to be free. That's even more amazing. So I feel very lucky to be here with you and grateful to share the space. Now, how you bring attention to what's arising is something you can notice, how it is done, how it's habitual, sort of, and how that can change. Just with attention, something can soften and begin to be more available. The other thing that helps is, of course, patience. That's probably the hardest thing. Particularly since we, you know, think of time and calendar. What we begin to discover is what is really the timeless. And we stop measuring how we're doing. Where are we? You know, how am I doing? Am I almost there? Is it how much more suffering do I have to endure? I don't know how long I can take this. I get it. I totally understand that. And that's just how to attend to that pain, that frustration, that impatience, right? How do you bring your heart to that? Yeah. because awakening is a natural force of nature, the good news is you don't have to accomplish it. In fact, you can't, you know? And any attempt at it actually delays it. Sorry. That's why Dogen said your every step leads not away from it. Or someone else said every step towards it is a step away from it, or something like that. But we're so habituated towards doing it, making it happen, feeling responsible, right? What am I doing wrong? How come the teacher isn't helping me? When you begin to really know, and I don't mean intellectually, but I mean really know through the marrow of your bones what I'm calling and referring to today as the gravitational force field of, or the natural force of awakening. When you can align with that, then you know you can just relax and let it unfold. That your job is that you're done seeking. And then whatever healing and whatever unfolding and releasing and unwinding will ensue in its own time, in its own way, depending on one's background and conditioning and so forth. And each person is different in that regard. But awakening is pretty universal. It's just discovering what you truly are. And knowing you are that. Call it whatever you want. You know, God, the divine, the Tao, Buddha, whatever. Cosmic consciousness. I used to like that. And then you learn to allow that to take you. And it will. All the way home. So you're welcome to come up if you like, if you have any questions or anything you'd like to talk about, or just sit here if you like. And just to remind you that we podcast these talks eventually, so if you prefer your interaction not be on the recording, let us know and we'll edit it. And if I don't see your hand, just come on up, okay?
I just need a second to...
Sure, take your time. Okay. Yeah.
I've been struggling with a particular grief or sadness. I don't know what to call it. It's like this weightedness over my chest around feeling really alone or lonely here.
Alone and...
Or lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a dear friend here from Vancouver, and I've been in conversation about this, just noticing the difference, like having moved. I moved a few times in my life from one country to another and another, and this is my fourth big move.
Mm.
And feeling like each time I moved from a country, it left behind a lot of people that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been here 3 years now, and I feel really ungrounded and not at home.
Mm.
And anytime anyone visits me from Vancouver, a dear friend of mine, it just reminds me of how at home I feel when I'm connected with people I love or feel a sense of community or belonging with. And also the contrast to how ungrounded and sort of like floaty and dissociative I feel when I don't have that nurturing support around me.
Mm.
I don't know what more to say.
Well, often, you know, it's really being able to just telling it like it is, like you are, you know, that can open up the space. And maybe a deeper sense of connection can become available. You know? And also the movement of the heart can happen, the grieving, the releasing. Yeah. Yeah. Letting the emotion release.
I was resonating with that sense of, well, you were talking about patience, but I was also in touch with the impatience in me around this, just because it's been, you know, a few years now.
Yeah, it's very helpful to notice our resistance.
Mm.
You know, it isn't so much the grief. That's not really, that's just a movement. Mm. It's the resistance to it. The impatience, all that, that's where the suffering is. See, and we really, that those aspects of our self, separate self, really all they need is to be heard deeply. And that's what's happening right now. That's why the space is opening up. I don't know if you can feel that, but the space is opening up. It's almost like an offering. It's really, literally this is what this is here. It's like making an offering. Yeah, just let it come up. Just let it come.
I have such a deep longing to be home.
Mm-hmm. I can tell.
Like home within myself. And,
right.
And in some ways I feel at home within myself. And I want to actually have a home, like a physical home with my family and my community and my tribe.
You want the relative and the absolute both. Beautiful.
It's like, done with the absolute. Give me some relative.
I've had enough of the absolute. Give me, really. I like that. Yes, you have to have a balance. That's very good. I like that. I'm all about balance. Yeah, too much of one or the other can be really, doesn't work. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
think I also, in the struggle, like even as I close my eyes, I feel connected to all my aunts and uncles and my ancestors and friends that are far away. And then I also, I don't know, there's a couple of things. Like I feel a sense of connection and also that aloneness or that loneliness at the same time. So sense of connection and a sense of separation, for lack of better words, simultaneously. It's like, 'cause I don't have them here physically. It creates that sense of loss or absence or I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Well, the good news is your heart is open. To receive the love and support of the family that you do have, even if they're not here. You know.
Feels ironic. I feel like this abundance of love in my life from people that I'm close to, and yet I'm so far away from them. Sometimes I feel like, I mean, at this point, I'm starting to like lose track of what I'm saying. I'm not sure if I'm making sense.
Good, I can tell. Yeah, you're opening. This is all part of it. Yeah, this is opening the doors to the force field, which will take you to the real home. That's unconditional. So, it's all happening. Yeah. And you're allowing it to happen. Your vulnerability is just bubbling. Yeah. So allow that expansion to continue right now. It will free you from the story. You're going in the right direction. Your energy is opening up.
It's opening me up to the grief around, this is going to sound a little odd, but like incarnating in this body and leaving my home to begin with, and a desire to go back.
You are being taken home. Just let it happen. It's not in our control. Thank you for coming up. Yeah. Take your time.
I can't find anything to say so much.
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's a relief sometimes, isn't it? I think we feel like we have to. Have to say something, right? You could describe what's happening.
Feel tight in the center of my belly, and feel clear, peace, or something like that. A grounded, like a here, and then almost like a resistance against my own. Something in the...
Yeah, good.
It's like, fuck.
Something. Just, good, give that attention. Perfect. Don't try to do anything to it. But just notice the resistance. Be the space that perceives that. There you go.
Just feels like a wrestling.
Okay, so just see that. Just notice that there's still a struggle going on there. It could be really unconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Is there a place that can just allow that to be how it is? Okay, yeah. Good. Without any judgment or conclusions or interpretations. Or, you know, story meaning about it, all that. Right?
Yeah.
Just being with it. Hmm. literally, I think on a psychic physics level, resisting becomes liberating. The energy of resistance becomes the energy of liberation. We can't make that happen, but that's how it works. That's why we've heard so many stories, those sort of, you know, big bang theory stories of people. That's sort of like, you know, breakdown to breakthrough kind of thing. Those are extreme examples. Most people have the more gradual transformation. The garden variety.
It's like hard to trust that I'm doing it, like right or something.
Yes.
There's a little flavor of like this, you're not doing it right. Like just a little wave of it.
So that's part of the condition that's coming up, this belief or this idea of your, you know, self. So that's when it's helpful to remember, even if you don't believe it, that you're not doing it.
Yeah.
You can see there's a party that thinks it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very seductive. Because mm-hmm. That part wants to feel good about itself.
Yeah.
And it often doesn't feel good about itself.
Yeah.
Or feels too good about itself. I don't know. Something. That's not it. That's just... that old human that just needs love and forgiveness and acceptance. Compassion, really. It's trying very hard.
Yeah.
You say, oh, that's, I really, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for trying so hard. Instead of, you know, beating it up. Judging it, criticizing it, all that stuff. It's fun, isn't it? Yeah, it's quite a ride. It's quite a ride. But you're really clear about what's happening, see? I mean, when you came up, you immediately described exactly what was happening. Beautiful. That's all you need. The only thing you need is honesty, really. Just, this is what's happening. Letting go, well, you see, you're letting it happen, but letting go instinctually is scary because it means losing control.
Yeah.
It's literally terrifying when it's fully allowed. I mean, it can be terrifying to let go. But you're, and so we sort of let go a little and go, oh, no. Oh, nope, nope.
That's what I do all day long.
I want a little bit of light, but not too much. No, that's too much. I can't handle that. So it goes back and forth. Well, how come it's going back and forth? It does until it doesn't. At some point, you go over the Niagara Falls. It's over. No more stopping it. Yeah. So just notice the resistance to that opening. Keep gently bringing awareness there. It will happen. Forgive me for saying this, but you are doing it right. I put that in quotes, of course. This gets very tricky talking about sort of, you know, from relative to absolute, the dual, the non-dual, whatever you want to call it. well, we can, we're intelligent human beings. We can work with a range of concepts. I hope. Ultimately, what's happening here is completely beyond belief, completely beyond all concepts, all dharma, all dogma.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. Thank you for coming up. Yeah, come on up. You might want to pull the mic up a little bit. I was just kind of lift that arm in like that. This part up. That's good. Great. Thanks.
I was going to ask, in your personal experience, you ever have any like weird shit where you can't...
Have I ever not had any? That's more like it.
Okay. Oh, but referring to when you get to a certain point in practice... where, like, kinesthetically you feel, like, changes going on.
Sure.
With, like, your body and awareness and consciousness and...
Completely.
Yeah, like, insomnia or not being able to tell if you're dead or alive or, like, really kind of off stuff that I wouldn't feel comfortable talking to, like, a therapist about.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's like I trained in Zen for a long time. It's like, mm-hmm. So it's like I don't care. I'll knock out 10 hours on a cushion and read I Am That by Nisargadatta and stuff. It's like, but I'm going through this phase right now where the on-off switch is stuck on. And I'll only sleep for like 2 or 3 hours a night. And I wake up and I can't tell if I'm just like, oh, am I fucking dead? You know, it's like... Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing is I got like a still have like a screwed up personality structure. You know, I curse like a sailor. I like to get drunk. And it's just, it's fucked up, you know. Like I try to be spiritual and stuff. I feel like I'm screwing up your guys' whole like energy thing, you know, like your harmony or whatever. You guys,
no, we're real here. This is a real environment.
Okay.
It's okay. Don't worry.
But yeah, it's just it's kind of trippy because I feel like
we don't let spiritual people in here. So.
Okay.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
I just wanted to see like what your thoughts were, your personal experience with like, do you ever get sleeplessness or you ever feel that way or what? You mentioned something about like that hitting a phase called like the end of fear where mm-hmm. you don't. Close down anymore. You hit like you have like a willful effort till you hit like an elastic limit or something and you kind of don't fall back into separation or how to
you know interesting that you mentioned that because that's what I was referring to when I was speaking to the last person was that there's a point where you go over the waterfall, go over Niagara, and there's no more stopping the expansion of presence is what I meant. And there's often a fear of it, so there's a stopping of it. And people sort of open and then they contract. That's what I meant by that. But as far as, it's very common for people to have periods, stages where they don't sleep. You know, they just have, they're really wired, super wired. That can happen. Doesn't happen to everybody, but it happens to people. There can be, you know, periods of, you know, I could probably write a whole book about altered states that happen over many years, you know, different things. Mm-hmm. But that's just like whatever, you know, it's just entertainment, basically. So, and when you're in it, it can be, you know, worrisome, perhaps. As far as the personality thing, this is a very interesting subject. You know, how does awakening interface with sort of human conditioning, if you will, right? And some people have, you know, one kind of human conditioning, other people have another kind, and how does that all interface? How does that work? And I think that one can develop a profound spirituality, a profound presence, and still have, let's just say, a personality that, what's happening? What were you feeling?
It's just kind of funny.
Oh, good. Okay. Like, yeah. Yeah, that can just, it could just be a lot of different ways. So, you know, whether or not somebody wants to, you know, work on, you know, being free doesn't limit somebody from, you know, growing and evolving as a human being. That's still possible. It's not like necessarily just because somebody realizes their true nature that they're all of a sudden going to be, you know, Lily White or something, you know, or Miss Muffet. Miss Muppet? Miss, I don't know. Something. Little Miss Muffet? Did I get that right? In other words, you could be who you are, you know, in terms of how you show up in the world. That's not really what we're, that's not what we're talking about here. You know, you, if it's a problem, it's a whole other subject, but.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is that helpful to hear any of that?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is. It's not something I'm super worried about, but it does. I am kind of self-conscious about it when I, like, talk at a Sangha meeting or something, you know, or it's like I just kind of, it's like I said, I'm not super worried about it. And then another thing, you know, yeah, you talk about the entertaining states. You know, breaking through all those different, you know, like those entertainments and abiding in like awareness, mm-hmm. which is different from mm-hmm. going through the different phases.
Yes.
That just happens on it, you know, because right now it feels like it's at a point where, first of all, I'm not really in control of whether I have effort to willfully try to push myself over the falls.
You can't do that.
And it also feels like I would have no control over being able to just surrender into it. I wouldn't be able to try by any means to surrender into, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like willfully try to surrender.
Yeah, that's not like how that's it works. That's right.
Okay. And then another thing is just the forgetting how you said, you know, the personality thing, how it interfaces. I was sitting there the other morning, I'm looking at my alarm clock and I'm just like, who are you? And I don't think my boss wants me to call him on Monday morning and say, hey, you know, Mike, I don't know if I can come to work today. I don't know who I am.
Yeah, don't tell him that.
I'm sorry, Mike. Hey, I lost myself. I can't come to work today. Like,
wrong.
Does that yeah, what is that? That burns off after a while, too, to where you're able to kind of function in society again?
Oh, yes.
Because that's more of the uncomfortable stuff for me, is just trying to hold down a job and do time cards and stuff while all this stuff is happening. And
yes,
you know,
that's why they, yeah, I understand. Yeah, that's a, for, that can be a transitional period, but
okay, cool, man. As long as it's like, oh, it'll get done with, you know, like it's been happening for a while now.
Well, also what I'm hearing too is that there's a transitional process going on right now. And what most people find is when the ego self is really released in some sense, then the job gets done and it's not a problem. In fact, usually more efficiently and more pleasurably with less effort. That's usually what happens. And people can be very high functioning and very high stress jobs and so forth, and it could be very different. And or some people may leave their job. That's possible. But I understand the transitional thing that you're. It can be a little challenging to be realize you've got a whole different modus operandi now, and how do you keep doing the same thing that you were doing before, with a different, with this new perspective, if you will. Right. And hang in there. You'll figure it. It will. You'll find out how. You'll find out how. Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Actually, that's helpful because, you know, it's like I talk to some Zen teachers and they just like look at me like I'm fucking stupid. And I'm just like, didn't you hear what I just fucking said? They don't. I'm like, what? Have you been practicing Zen for 20 years? You never fucking talked to anybody that this happened to? You know, like it gets old. And then they.
No, I understand. I understand.
Yeah. You know, like rehashing it with people that just don't, you know, that put on robes and stuff, but don't get it.
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming up. Yeah, come on up. Hi.
Just continues to be a lot of emptying out, I would say.
And then is that okay?
Yeah, it's so sweet in a way. It's just like, yes, it's just so wonderful. And it's different from before when I was forcing it. Like I had this big opening about 6 years ago when it really was forceful. It just feels like I was saying to someone earlier, it's like death by love these days, where it's just like there's just a welcoming and it's soft and the body feels soft most of the time, and it just feels like I didn't really even know where this is going, but there's more and more of a comfort where I don't even need to say I don't even know where it's going, because that's even too much. It's just like it's like it's just okay. But you said something about knowing yourself. I really don't feel like I know myself. When I hear that question, or when I hear people say, oh, I know who I am now, I'm like...
It's just a manner. Those are just words.
I just don't...
Yeah. I think I could also say that you live in not knowing.
I do.
And that's really another way to describe the same thing.
When it starts saying, oh, I'm the consciousness and stuff, it doesn't make any sense to me from there. It's just like... You know?
Yes, this is why we can have a dialogue, so we can basically throw away all the words.
It just feels so sweet to do that. Even as you say that, there's something just goes, huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Being awareness is really living and not knowing. There is no one who knows anything. That's the real truth.
It feels so sweet these days as someone was talking about the relative and the absolute, and they've just come together in this way that it's just so sweet. It's like it's just so easy that way. Like that something just has happened the last year or two where it's just become no difference, no up or down with that, you know? It's just...
It's lovely.
It is lovely.
Yeah, and then life is just, you know, each moment, right? Take care of whatever's in front of
exactly.
you.
And the joy of loving what's there, you know? Just
total.
Opening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been feeling this like the last month or two. It's like when I open to particularly more unpleasant things, that like an unpleasant image of myself or something someone doesn't like about me or something, I just open to it. It's like it cuts my body in half. That's what it feels like. It's like it just goes, and it just goes right through. And it's just this weird feeling of like I've been cracked in half. That's just the best way I can describe it. That it just, when I just really let it go all the way through, it just. That makes sense. It just feels sweet to not have to pretend that I got something, you know, that I got some kind of thing.
That's great.
Because that seems to be where all of my anxiousness was coming from before, that I got something worked out, that I've got my shit together and I need to keep it together in some kind of a mm-hmm. neat pile, you know. I don't even know how this just happened, like this whole coming up here and what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Like the secondary judgment around a lot of these things just seems to have fallen away largely.
Mm-hmm.
So the interpretation doesn't seem to be that interesting so much.
Nice, isn't it fun? Things just fall away.
Exactly, but it does. The specialness feeling too I used to have before seems to have gone away largely too.
That's why one of my favorite descriptions of this was nothing special. I could easily be misinterpreted, but and yet I would say at the same time extraordinary and awesome. Nothing special, but awesome.
I've been noticing this. One thing I've been floating around with a lot is this image of myself from very young as like this stuff with my father and stuff, and feeling this like image of myself as bad. And I said this at a group recently, just feeling like it's been the hardest piece to let go of, and it still comes and goes, this feeling of like bad Derek, you've done something bad.
Yeah, and that's what I meant, that those conditions actually are liberating. Yeah. So the rising of them doesn't mean that we've somehow not accomplished something, but it's more that they're the way liberation unfolds. Particularly those very deep wounds often are continual indicators of letting go happening. So we welcome them.
Exactly. Like you said, I've been doing all kinds of gymnastics around them and kind of loving myself and keeping the other thing over there, but it just feels like not loving anything is just like imprisoning me. Like it just does not, whether it's other people's stuff or myself at this point, I don't even care anymore. I'm just like, whatever.
There is no difference. People say
I can't. Exactly. I just can't find that anymore. It just imprisons me. I'm trying to keep myself safe from someone. And I can feel, you know, even in the room like this, I can feel when other people come up and talk. I just have to let it go through. I can't have that other dance of just trying to put a bubble around myself somehow. It just does not. It feels shitty to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this collective kind of wound that's here that we just have to let go right through. That it doesn't matter whose it is. You know? That's just been coming to me recently again. It's just
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah.
Really living from the heart.
Yeah,
exactly. The big heart.
Thank you.
That's right.
Mm. It's so nice to be here with you.
Yeah, everybody. You too. Mm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Greg, I'm sorry.
I'll be brief.
Okay.
You know I can be brief.
You sneaked in. It's good to see you.
It's good.
I didn't realize what time it was. Go ahead.
It's good to see you. I just got fired from my fourth job in 2 years, which is every job I've had in 2 years.
You're worse than me, man.
I know. I know. And you know, there's a lot of judgments around that, feeling incompetent, feeling childish, feeling ridiculous, feeling 62. And, you know, it's not going to get easier. And kind of okay about it anyway.
I can feel that. There's space, even, you know, and this is different than past sort of dramas.
Yeah.
Where you're actually, there's peace here, interestingly.
It's weird because the reason I got fired was I basically kind of had a panic attack at work in spite of an unbelievable number of drugs I had taken just to not, that the, my doc, you know, my doctors loved to give me pills. So I had, you know, anti-anxiety, I had Valium, I had, you know, just everything trying to control my system. And I just could not, it was just too, the Hard Rock Cafe. You would think that I could get through the Hard Rock Cafe without being an anxious freak, but no. If you're the biggest freak that the Hard Rock Cafe has, it's quite amazing to find that out. But anyway, since then, even the feeling like, oh, I could be a 65-year-old homeless person in a couple years, it could really happen. And it doesn't totally freak me out. So, thank you.
As long as you can keep tuning in like this, Greg, you're going to find your way. Now you can tune in, that's the good news. It's a rough road, you've had a rough road. Well, let's just sit for a little bit, just a few minutes in silence, make yourself comfortable, and just have a few things to say at the end. Thank you so much for being here. It's really a beautiful evening, and you know, it's really I'm always in awe of the miracle that we're all witnessing and sharing and discovering together. So I love being on this journey with you, and I wish you profound happiness and wellness, and hope to see you very soon, and in the meantime, take wonderful care of yourself, and happy trails.